Good morning, Seedbed. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. This is Tim and Julie Tennant coming to you from Birmingham, Alabama. And we are so delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you today about Psalm 48 as we make this journey through the Psalter.
But before we get to Psalm 48, I want to read two verses from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13. In Mark 13, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And as he, Jesus, was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, 'Teacher, behold what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings.' And Jesus said to him, 'Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another, which will not be torn down.'" Now, the disciples had been brought up singing Psalm 48.
They were asking the question they're supposed to ask.
And I want to just read the end of Psalm 48, starting with verse 9, verses 9 to 14. Let me read Psalm 48 for us. "We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion." Here comes the part where the disciples would have sung this their whole lives. "Walk around Zion. Go around her. Number her towers. Consider her ramparts. Go through her citadels so that you may tell the next generation that this is God, our God, forever and ever. And he will be our guide forever." So, Tim, I want to hear what you have to say about how Jesus responded to the disciples who had read Psalm and sung Psalm 48.
Well, we're going to see it's a shifting view of the word Zion. So let's look at this psalm. This is a psalm of praise for the mighty fortress in Jerusalem, which was, as Julie said, the pride of every Jew. Not only was it actually built on a high place, but its towers, ramparts, and citadels were extolled for the security they promised. The psalm challenges the people of God to, quote, "walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation," end quote, verses 12 and 13. At first glance, this may seem like a psalm completely irrelevant for a Christian worshiper. However, it's important to notice a small detail in this psalm that makes it a pointer to something far greater. This is so true for all the psalms. They're always pointing us, directing us. As a point of fact, the temple being referred to in Psalm 48 was not built on Mount Zion. The original Mount Zion referred to a Jebusite fortress attacked and seized by David on the eastern hill, whereas a temple was built on the western hill. However, the name Mount Zion carried so many associations with the Jews that it was gradually applied to what is today the Temple Mount. In other words, the term Mount Zion became a type or a symbol for the fortress of God, and later in the New Testament, quote, Mount Zion, end quote, refers to the heavenly Jerusalem and to the people of God. You see this in a lot of the popular hymnology, especially in the camp meeting tradition, where we are referred to as the people of God in Mount Zion, or marching to Zion, all those hymns. The symbolic use of words like Jerusalem and Mount Zion is very important for us. When we celebrate Mount Zion, we're celebrating the impregnable fortress of God Himself. Right. All the references in the Psalms to Jerusalem, the temple, Mount Zion, and so forth are at the deepest level longings for the presence of God. You remember that the temple meant to be a symbol and a sign of God's presence. But you remember the New Jerusalem in heaven does not even contain a temple. We recall that in John's vision of the new creation, he says, "I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb," Revelation 21, 22. This psalm points all of us to that which is beyond stones or citadels or beautiful stones. Indeed, Jesus told the disciples, as they're admiring the temple with its massive stones and towering citadels, that there, as Jesus Julie said, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. So this psalm really should remind us and point us to God himself, the ultimate citadel of strength and protection. His head, we are the body. We are now are the people of God, and that's the great Zion, headed someday to the new creation.
Amen. Amen. So we sing this psalm with the very words of the psalm, but with that wider understanding, that deeper realization that the temple is the dwelling place of God. And that has now been made manifest in Jesus Christ, in the incarnation, and now in the church. The church is the new people of God, which is what the temple was pointing to all along. So we're going to sing Psalm 48 to the tune Lions, which you may know to the as the hymn, O Worship the King, which is a great hymn that actually pronounces this same truth of the King being the presence of God in our midst. So Psalm 48. O great is the Lord, most worthy of praise, on his holy mount, in his city praised. Its beauty in loftiness, joy of the earth, Mount Zion, the city whose king gives its worth. For God is in her, he shows himself strong. When kings join their ranks, advancing along, they saw her astounded, in terror they fled. For trembling had seized them like labor pain dread. You smote them like ships of Tarshish destroyed, which shattered by wind could not be deployed. As we've heard, so we've seen the city of God. She is made secure by the Almighty Lord. When we come into your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise through earth resounds. Your right hand with righteousness greatly abounds. Mount Zion is glad, her villages too, rejoicing because your judgments are true. Go walk around Zion, her citadels count. Go round her and wonder at God's holy mount. Consider most well her ramparts and towers, so that you may tell your children her power. For this God's our God and forever will be, our guide unto death, ever faithful is he.
Wow. What a great, great hymn.
Yeah, and you know, it is an amazing thing that God has always wanted to dwell with his people, to dwell in our midst. And that's what this psalm celebrates.
Yes,
that God is dwelling with us.
May we long for God's presence the way they long to go to the temple.
Yes.
May we look at the presence of God and see its beauty the way they saw the beauty of the temple. May we look at the Lord as the great stronghold at which they looked and saw stones and rocks. This is why Jesus told them not one stone, but another. It wasn't a denigration of the temple, but it was realizing there was a greater fulfillment to which the temple great always pointed. And he wanted to cast that greater vision for them. May that vision be yours this day.
Amen.
Amen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.